It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report, a time where we get together with Mark Williams from Rural Intelligence and take just a glance at some of the amazing things that go on in our area. Of course, it's at ruralintelligence.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they've even got a great app for your smartphone. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Morning, Marshall. And it's a busy area, the whole region. I think we've got something going on that we want to talk about literally right throughout the region this week. It's really tremendous. We're getting back into the swing of things after the holiday period.
Well, we'll start it off both today and tomorrow at the Movie House. Their M Independent Film Series presents Lucky, and we spoke with John Carroll Lynch about this. And this movie, by the way, is absolutely fantastic. But that's our first event at the Movie House this week.
Yes, well, you spoke to John Carroll, and of course we did as well, and there's a bit of a story in Rural Intelligence this week that Amy Krasanik, one of our writers, spoke to him and talked to him. And a lot of people may be saying, now, who is John Carroll? Because he's not the most well-known person, but when you see his face, you really know him, because he was the Norm Gunderson in Fargo, and he was Drew's brother, Steve, on the Drew Carey Show. And Marshall, I know you probably remember him as Twisty the Clown on the American Horror Story Freak Show, and they also did one cult as well, didn't they? So people will recognize him when they see him. And the interesting thing is that he lives part-time, as you know, near Millerton. So it's really appropriate that the Movie House will be presenting the screening. And today, he will be actually at the screening, and he will be open to discuss the film. And then, but they're showing it again tomorrow. So check out the times at the Movie House before you go on their website. And also check out the story about him. And I guess you can go back and listen to your interview with him as well, because it really is fabulous, and the film is really lovely as well. So definitely very, very interesting.
And if people go to our podcast page on demand and get that interview, there's also, we've included a trailer of the movie. It's Harry Dean Stanton's last movie, and it really is pretty incredible. So it's a nice big event the Movie House is presenting for us.
Yeah, no, they really are a wonderful resource in the area. Yeah.
All right, coming up on January 30th in Great Barrington, it's the Berkshire Co-op Market.
Yeah, you know, I'm a member of the co-op, and I'm fascinated because they've got this big expansion program that's coming over the next few years. But in the meantime, they have all these little workshops and events and whatever, and to bring people in. And this fermentation workshop that is on Tuesday, January the 30th, looks just great. They're actually working with Mark Phillips of Hoster Hill, and they're using sauerkraut as an example of the process of making of fermenting vegetables. And it's a very simple and safe and effective way of preserving vegetables, making them more tasty. We've talked about Hoster Hill before in the last few months. And the reason I'm mentioning it again is it's just a tremendous local business that's really expanding, giving back to the community, really participating in a super way. So I definitely think that might be something that people will be interested in. It's at the Berkshire Co-op Market on Tuesday, January the 30th at 6 o'clock in the evening. Definitely worthwhile attending if you want to do something fun with your vegetables.
And we've got two great events coming up at the CIA, and this is not the CIA that Donald Trump is so worried about. This is the Culinary Institute of America.
Yeah. If you go to Hyde Park Corner, you support free speech, but that's in London. But you can go to Hyde Park in New York State to the CIA and support great food. And as you say, it's a busy week for the CIA. Every year they have a series of really popular lunches or dinners, and some of them come back year after year because they are so popular. And on Wednesday, the 31st, the American Bounty Restaurant is going to present its pigs and pints dinner, or lunch, actually, it's a lunch. And this is where the CIA team get together with the Taste New York team, and they put together this sort of nose-to-tail pig and grain-to-glass beer four-course lunch. And they really are super And you could have these amazing dishes like tête de cochon and crispy pig ears and pork cheek ravioli, braised shanks, troc de terrine, and they are absolutely delicious. And then you can have a glass of beer with it as well. So it really is, those are fantastic. And then on next Saturday, that's Saturday, February the 3rd, the same restaurant, it's a busy restaurant for this CIA, so that's the American Bounty Restaurant, is going to have its fifth annual beefsteak. And this is an amazing tradition that was actually founded. These beefsteak dinners were founded in New York political history, whereby sort of New York politicians wooed their voters by arranging these amazing raucous dinners. I'm sure they weren't very sedate. Anyway, they had tremendous food, and then there was music as well. And so the American Bounty Restaurant is continuing that. So there's roasted oysters, there's shrimp cocktails, there's lamb chops, there's beer, and there's song. It's all held in the Farquharson Hall there at the CIA. And it really is a tremendous fun. I'm sure the dinners are a bit more sedate now than when they first started in New York political history, but great fun. And if you're interested in trying great food at very reasonable prices, given that it's a part of their teaching courses there at the CIA, it's tremendous. So that's at 6 o'clock on February the 3rd.
All right, we will move on and we'll go to Williamstown. We'll go back to February 1st at Williams College.
Yeah. There's a couple of big events coming up at Williams College this weekend. So I wanted to start off on Thursday, February the 1st, because they are going to be having a conversation with the writer. She's a TV host and she's an advocate, Janet Mock. And her memoir, which is called Redefining Realness, was the first biography written from the perspective of a trans girl. And it is an amazing story. She was born in Hawaii. She tells the story of growing up trans. I guess it really caught the attention of the media and people like that in 2011, because there was a Marie Claire article that she about her, and I think partly written with her. Anyway, since then, she has become really one of the most influential trans women in America, and actually has a international role as well. And so she is a tremendous millennial leader, and indeed a lot of people, I think, will be very, very interested to hear her story. So that's at 7:30 up at Williams College on Thursday, February the 1st.
We'll move on to February 2nd. We're running through the 18th. The Rhinebeck Theater Society kicks off their season.
Yeah, well, I thought actually this was quite interesting in contrast to, you know, the interview with Janet Mock, or the conversation with Janet Mock, because the Center for Performing Arts of Rhinebeck is putting on the first of its 2018 season, which they're calling, by the way, a Year of Women. It's the first play of the season. It's A Doll's House, which is obviously the Ibsen classic. And this version they're doing is presented through a 21st century lens. So you get to see the transcendence of Nora through this sort of 21st century thing, which I think is quite an interesting way, if you sort of put it in the context of the Williams College conversation with a trans woman. I mean, it's very intriguing to see how roles have changed, developed, and expanded over the last century or so. So fascinating. Anyway, it's great fun that the Center for Performing at the Arts at Rhinebeck has put this on. Do check it out. It starts February the 2nd, runs through February the 18th. You obviously have to go to their website via Rural Intelligence for all the times and the details.
How about this? And I have never heard of this before, a Moldovan wine dinner on February 2nd.
Well, it was such a success last year, and I actually went and tried Moldovan wines subsequently, and they are absolutely spectacular. So on Friday the 2nd, February the 2nd, up in Lee, at Chez Nous restaurant, they are having this amazing Moldovan wine dinner. It was they put it on last year, and they're bringing it back this year because it was so successful. So you go and you enjoy a 5-course meal, and it's all paired with wines from Moldova, courtesy of Spirited and also their wine distributors called Van Distributors. And I really can testify that some of the wines were absolutely excellent. So go try the food. And the food is, they're using Moldova because they have a number of staff at the Chez Nous restaurant of Moldovan origin. So they really know what they're doing, and they can actually work with the chef to advise him on the best way around. Anyway, the wines are great. The food is fabulous. Do see their website for the full menu. It starts at 6:30 on Friday, February the 2nd, up there at Chez Nous in Lee.
Now, on the 2nd at 8 p.m. and 3 p.m. on the 2nd and February 3rd, it's a great event, I think, at Williams College. Served a dance for college campus employees.
Yeah, this is amazing. We've written a big story in Rural Intelligence this week about it, because it's going to be a major event in our region. And good for Williams College to put this on. So next weekend in the Paretsky Center, the Forklift Dance Works organization is presenting this dance work, which they're calling Served, which propels the Williams College kitchen workers really into the spotlight. And it's all about transforming everyday occupational activities into these amazing dance routines. And the Forklift Dance Works company has done this on lots of campuses, and they have used, and some of these are online, so you can go onto YouTube and see them. And these are amazing. On several occasions, they've actually used forklift truck workers in some organizations and made all the forklift trucks into an amazing dance, which you can see from above. It's filmed, and it's just absolutely splendid and really fabulous. And it really makes it exciting for the employees. So the campus employees are all involved in this, and it's great fun. Now, I will tell you one thing that, first of all, you can read all about it in Rural Intelligence. So before you go, do check it out on Rural Intelligence. The tickets are free, but I can tell you it will be really popular, so you will need a reservation before you go. So go to the Rural Intelligence story, because there's a phone number at the bottom of our article there, which you can phone and make your reservation. This is really going to be a tremendous event. As you say, it's on February the 2nd at 8 o'clock, it's also in the evening, but there's one at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But then on Saturday, February the 3rd, it's at 8 p.m. in the evening as well. So really great fun. Do check out the whole story, because I think it's just worthwhile making. Some of us will have a longer trip up to Williamstown, but it's really worthwhile.
We will move on, and we will go February 3rd through February 11th once.
Yeah, yes. Now, we go all the way up to Williamstown, which is the top of our Rural Intelligence region. But then, as you say, February the 3rd to February the 11th, all the way down to Torrington, which is nearly the bottom of our Rural Intelligence region. And the Warner Theatre is is putting on this great show once. It's, this wonderful, simple story. Which was you probably have seen it in the film. It's all about Dublin, and there's an Irish musician and a Czech immigrant are really drawn together in 1 week over their love of music. And of course, there's tremendous musical songs, and they all tremendous lyrics, by the way. It really is a wonderful musical. It's the only music show to have won an Academy Award, a Grammy, a Tony, and an Olivier Award all together. So it is pretty spectacular. It's on at the Warner Theatre, as I say, starting February the 3rd. Do check it out, their website for all the times. And if you love musicals, this is a great, great musical to go to.
Next stop, February 3rd and 4th, Ancrum Opera House.
This looks sort of really intriguing and sort of very different from some of the other events that we have. So, Ankrum Opera House is putting on Aunt Leif Tiahoga. I think it's how you pronounce it. It's all inspired by American and Mexican folklore and a poem by Mary Oliver. And it basically is a play which features a really wonderful Mexican artist. And I'll talk a bit about her in a minute because she is amazing, called Indira Pensado. And she is the storyteller, and she mixes English with Spanish to tell a spine-tingling tale, which really asks audiences to decide what is real and what isn't real. And that's intriguing, I think, in today's world where we're asked to think about what is fake news and what isn't. Anyway, Indira Pensado is based in Mexico City. She's a really interesting actress and storyteller. She founded the Medulla Teatro and Los Cuatro Gatos, which are both groups are dedicated to making innovative theatrical productions, and this really is one of them. But she is really known for her use of a voice and body on the stage. She's performed all around the world, Peru, Argentina, Denmark, Stockholm, as well as the US. And she teaches all around the world as well. So she's taught at the National School of Theatre in Mexico City. She's done it at the Intercultural Theatre Institute in Singapore. And she even was a founding member of the Linklater Voice in Orkney, Scotland as well. So she's an amazing actress and teacher. Try and go along. I think it's wonderful that Ankrum Opera House is putting this on. It's very unusual, super. That it's both Friday, February the 3rd, and then again Saturday, February the 4th. Check out the times for all those events there.
All right, let's go to Stockbridge for a Super Bowl of chili and a benefit all at the same time.
Well, the IS-183 Art School in Stockbridge is in the news a bit at the moment because they've got a new director who's coming on board. And I thought, well, it's a good excuse to mention a great event because they provide so many free or really well-priced art experiences for the community in our area. And one of the things they have is a very strong ceramic studio. And on Saturday, February the 3rd, they're having this event, which is, as you say, it's called the Super Bowl of Chili. It's a benefit. What happens is that the attendees get to go along. You can choose from over 100 different handmade ceramic bowls, all created by the IS-183 faculty and students. You then get to fill it with chili, and so you have your chili. And then when you go home, the end of the event, you get to take it with you. So there's all sorts of entertainment there as well. There's also going to be a juried sale of local ceramic artists as well. Well, there's a work from various artists, so that'll be great fun. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, runs till 6 in the evening. That's on Saturday, February the 3rd. So there's a chance of making a contribution to the IS-183 ceramic studio and getting a ceramic bowl as well. So that's great fun. That's Saturday, February the 3rd.
On the 3rd, we can head to Chatham, New York, the old meeting house, Climate Change and You.
Yeah, a couple of very sensible events coming up, which are more serious. But and one of them is Chatham at the old Chatham Quaker Meeting House. It's, as you say, Fred Margolies is going to be giving a talk called Climate Change and You. It's really presenting a talk from Al Gore's Climate Reality Project. And he's going to be summarizing where we are in the climate change era. And he's going to be talking about all of aspects of the extreme weather events which are going around the world at the moment. So, and some of these events are short term, some of them are long term effects. The impact on wildlife, the changes in diversity, impact on plant life, what will happen on the food front, are there security issues that we have to be aware of? And also there's going to be massive population displacement, or potentially there will be. So all of these have to be considered. He's going to be talking about that. It's preceded by a potluck dinner at 6 o'clock in the evening, and the talk actually starts at 7 o'clock. That's a Saturday, February the 3rd in Chatham, at the old Chatham Quaker Meeting House.
On February 4th at Foreman School.
Yeah, I thought I'd finish up with this event that the Litchfield Historical Society is putting on, which is just absolutely fascinating. It's, as you say, it's at the Foreman School. It's a screening of a film, a documentary called Gina's Journey, The Search for William Grimes. And it was made by Regina Mason, or it's made by Regina Mason, and it's all about the quest of Regina to trace the steps of her ancestor, who traveled really along the Underground Railroad to freedom. And he authored the first fugitive slave narrative in U.S. history. So he's really quite a really important figure in this whole movement. This film is absolutely fabulous and really unusual. So we started with a film which is really fabulous, and this is a documentary which is also absolutely fascinating. It's all going to be finished, followed up by a discussion and a reception with Regina Mason and the director of the film, Sean Durrant, as well. It's at the Foreman School in Litchfield on Sunday the 4th at 12 o'clock and 12 noon. So, but check out the details. You can go there via the Rural Intelligence website. It really sounds like a fantastic opportunity to learn more about our history and also meet the filmmakers as they did it as well. Tremendous.
Well, that'll do it for another week. Just a glimpse at some of the things, ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.